Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to Talk Crypto to Me. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
See a platform blockchain that they have their own blockchain as well. So it's called Proton. XPR is the ticker symbol. And they are literally bringing in NFTs. They have their own. There's zero gas fees as well. You can purchase and buy and swap Bitcoin, Ethereum on their platform. With no gas fees, so it's able to, because I know you guys were talking about that earlier.
How are they able to pull that off?
I have been like completely done 100% due diligence on it, but I am like researching it as I go along. But if you look into it, like they already have governmental contracts as well with a couple countries, I believe, and they have just partnered with Ticket Fairy for NFT artists and collectors. So it's zero gas fees for all of that stuff. So if you guys want to check it out, I would highly recommend it. It's at 4 cents right now, I think.
Oh, that's dope.
What's the name of it?
XPR.
Proton. XPR is the ticker.
Proton, yeah. Proton wallet.
From a legal perspective, nation state adoption is definitely like a very strong sign for a crypto asset. What are the countries that have adopted it?
I think over in... I don't want to like give any misinformation. Let
Thank
me
you,
go back and make sure real quick.
Got you. In the meantime, I would really love if Yvette would re-ask that question again.
That was a good
DJ
question.
Corrupt.
Thank you.
I think I missed that question. I wanted to make sure.
Thank you, my man. You got it. Thank you so much, Corrupt. Yeah, my audio. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, so... found at oneof.com, I believe, and Nkechi has pinned it, or she's about to. You got it. So oneof, it is a green NFT platform, and it's built for the music community to connect with fans and collectors at all levels with their favorite artists. They launched about 3 months ago, Corrupt. I know one of the founders. That's actually how I know about it. They're doing crazy, crazy things. And by the way, my friend, he literally has been working with them for at least a year building this out. They're based, their hub is in Miami, but they're about to have an office here in LA as well. The mayor of Miami wants Miami to be like the crypto hub of the world, basically. So they're attracting a lot of developers there. But it's a green NFT platform. And so when you mint, it's zero emissions, and zero emissions also means zero gas fees. So my question was, it's built on the Tezos platform blockchain. It's built on the Tezos blockchain. And which is the ticker is XTZ. It's up to 6.18 USD. And so my question was that do we believe that with this technology it's possible they've been minting millions of NFTs and for big names, do we see this type of adoption in other minting, which makes complete sense both financially and then also for the environment. So that was my question, Corrupt.
Hey, Nkechi, this is Lisa. Can I jump in here for a second?
Oh, to chime in on the question?
Yes.
Go for it, Lisa.
Oh, thanks so much. So I actually bought, they did a drop on one of With The Game, and I actually wanted to see what it was going to be like.
Ooh,
so I actually
cool.
bought the package because there was three different packages and they were cards. And if you bought a certain level, they released a song that you didn't hear. So it was really cool. And I heard a lot also to what Yvette was saying, because it's so brilliant, that a lot of other people were thinking of doing it on the Tezos blockchain as well because of the gas fees.
Yes.
So I just want to say that I'm very limited in what I know, but I think that that is one direction it's going to go in. So,
I mean, it kind of inevitably has to go that direction. However, so here's the thing. Here's my let me be a little bit of an like a devil's advocate, right? I'm thinking about if you've ever listened to a book called Bitcoin Standard. I've played that on this particular platform a couple times, and it's one of my favorites because one of the first things it harkens to is the original vision of Satoshi, right? Whether you believe it's an individual person or a group or I don't know a super quantum computer that I don't know broke free from the NSA one day and decided to, you know, free the rest of us, Prometheus type stuff. But either way, okay, sorry, you know, I like my rabbit holes. Either way, the original vision was, the point is it has to get more expensive to the gas fees have to get more expensive lest they just ravage the entire, you know, cap of Bitcoin, right? So the point was the greedier people got, the more expensive it was to produce Bitcoin. And that was essentially meant to deter them from trying to push it or at a more like, you know, gold standard-y type thing. It deterred them from trying to mess with the market. If you know anything about the history of the gold standard, they would essentially just use that particular, you know, entity or whatever to essentially just put their knees on the neck of the little guy, and little guy being anybody that makes less than $5 to $10 million a year. That's part of the little guy thing. Like, we ended up having to carry the brunt of everything because whenever they dump all this money into the economy, what ends up happening? You know, they call it inflation. They say, oh, things are more expensive. No, it's not that things are more expensive. It's that the value of your dollar has gone down. So you have to pay more of it to get things. You know what I'm saying? They never tell you that thing. They just put a nice little word on it, and that's the bow. And so you just think, oh, it's inflation, and it has nothing to do with the fact that people are really doing shiesty stuff, and billion-dollar companies are getting even more money to be bailed out as if they shouldn't have already had $1 billion in the bank. So I say that to say, when we now enter the phase of the idea of gas fees coming down, ultimately, is this what we want, or do we just want one coin? Just like Lisa pointed out, Tezos is one of those first coins that was associated with the concept of, hey, if you make this available for them to mint, rather than making them mint in ETH, make them mint in Tezos. It's better for the environment, and it's easier that the conduction is quicker, right? The transaction is quicker. Okay, so. Just to pose like that philosophical aspect of it, is this something that also threatens what that original vision of Bitcoin and these bigger coins are, or is that something that is so necessary that we really? What's up, Chakram the Creator?
Hey.
Or is that something that that we actually need in order for this art, for these things to come out? Like, I want to hear what you guys think about that real quick.
Can I
take this real quick?
This is HODL speaking.
I'll go ahead. Go for it, HODL, and then I'm going to pass it to Chakram. Let's go.
Yeah, I think the world only has space in it for one proof of work token, and that proof of work token is Bitcoin.
Hey,
I think
Tiffany, everything raise else. Raise your hand again. Tiffany, raise your hand again. I couldn't catch it. It's so far. Tiffany, raise your hand again.
Everything else will move to these sort of federated models over time. And so you'll see more and more of that as a trend. But Bitcoin will remain proof of work, and it will still grow in dominance.
Yeah, I hear that. And it has to. That was the original point. It's just too solid not to. Thank you for that input. Who else would like to speak on it? I like that.
Yeah. In regards to Tezos and kind of the topic at hand.
Say your name, brother. This is a huge thing.
Chakram, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Chakram. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. How you doing?
I'm blessed, friend. I'm blessed. Happy
awesome.
New Year.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, in regard to Tezos, there's two points of reference that I hadn't heard kind of brought up yet. And the first is what they do for their artists and what they do on the back end. They have a coin that is it's a utility coin that they pay on the back end to Tezos artists. So it's an additional bonus. It's actually artist utility just for minting on that platform. And it's kind of the reason why a lot of artists go there. I'm a big Dalek fan from Space Monkeys, and they have just recently signed an agreement that they have with iHeartRadio. And so they did a few, like 5 of 5 and 10 of 10 drops on iHeartRadio with some local artists that they've been kind of premiering at some music festivals outside of Vegas and so on and so forth. And it's been a really big hit. The question that kind of poses is, you know, we have this kind of hierarchy, right, where you have Ethereum is the main dominance when it comes to the NFT space, but then you have people kind of etching around. So you see Buzz coming from Avalanche, and they'll be trending one day. You'll see Cosmos coming around, Algorand. You'll see Solana really is probably almost positioned themselves as really the second main, you know, I'd say second main agent for NFTs, but they've dropped the ball as well too. And so my question is, like, what do you have to do in order to really break that hierarchy and really penetrate Ethereum's grasp on the NFT space? And I believe its adoption. I believe that the onboarding of Coinbase, right? Like, you know what Coinbase does did for our space in crypto. I mean, people that have no idea what a MetaMask wallet is have Coinbase and are investing.
Yes.
And so it's really, I believe from what I hear, Coinbase is going to allow you to pay with anything you have on Coinbase for NFTs. And I think that really shakes up the whole game when you can pay with your Quants, you can pay with your, you can pay with anything, you can pay with your, I mean, it's just ridiculous to even think. And so I'm kind of waiting to even answer my own question or seek answers to that question until Coinbase, with their massive amount of NFT adoption, are going to be presented. Thank you.
Yo, that was a great thought.
Absolutely.
Keep it
completely
going.
Agree.
This is Andrew. Can
I'm back now,
sort of.
Yeah, you're killing it. Go for it, Andrew.
Sorry about that. We're load shedding in South Africa, and the power went off, so the internet left. On the blockchain thing, I mean, if you're really looking into what's called layer one solutions, which are like Ethereum and Solana and Phantom and a lot of Tezos is another one, each one of the different blockchain implementations kind of has a specialization. It could be transaction speed. It could be applications, like Yvette said, for NFTs. It could be a particular niche in terms of market, so musicians or artists or high-end or low-end or whatever it is. And so if you're there's room enough, I think, for all of those different use cases. And what you need to look out for, low-end or whatever it is. And so if you're there's room enough, I think, for all of those different use cases. And what you need to look out for when you're kind of shopping for the next kind of, 10x or 100x or whatever projects that might not be appreciated yet is to really kind of make sure that you understand kind of what the specialization of those different blockchain implementations is for and where they're going. Like, I mean, Phantom is a little bit different technology, but it also has zero or low gas fees. I can't remember right now, and they just had the developer conference this week in Abu Dhabi. Solana's is next week. And, you have smart contracts that operate on all of a lot of these other new blockchains. They're written in different ways, so different implementations. Cardano has a different implementation than Binance or Ethereum, but like Phantom will run Ethereum smart contracts, so there's advantages to be able to port your things across blockchains. So those are the layer one solutions. And then the next up and coming thing is really the bridge types of solutions, so stuff like Polygon, and these types of bridging technologies that allow the coins to be swapped. And that's really kind of the underlying way that you're going to have the stuff like Coinbase is doing. They can do it centralized, but the decentralized ways to do that is really based on all of these bridges. So I'm Andrew and I'm done speaking.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Oh, real quick announcement, guys. I've added the Crypto World Discord to the top. So if you can see the link, click that link. Join us in the back. It's a super respectful, super loving space where we talk about everything from philosophy to cryptocurrency to, I don't know, e-com, everything back there. So as you join, just know that you're entering just a really beautiful space. So bring your beautiful self into there. Your opportunity to have a kind of like high level conversations. And we say good morning. We wish each other happy birthdays. It's that tight. There's, I think, a little under 900 or a little over 900 people in there. So it's a pretty cool family. As well, as you guys come onto the stage, make sure that you're catching your mics. And if you have not already, if you can't see the link at the top, if you're one of those that that you don't have the update just yet, you can also hit my PTR, go over to my Instagram, follow me on my Instagram, but hit that link that's there. That's also the link to the Discord. So either look at the top and you'll see the link to the Discord, or hit my PTR and go over to my Instagram, follow me there. And then as a matter of fact, join the Discord first and then feel free to follow me if you want. Please also follow me on Twitter. We're trying to get all our accounts above 1,000 so that we can start hosting these kind of spaces on Twitter spaces as well. And apparently the minimum is 1,000. I used to have like 10,000 plus people on Twitter. And then one night I had a weird existential crisis and I deleted it. I don't know why I did that, guys, but I'm back to my senses. So follow me on Twitter as well. Let's go ahead and continue this, guys. This input is amazing. Let's see. I just want to get at least like one more person's input on the concept. Thank you, Laura Bellotta. Sorry about that. On the concept of green energy being used to fuel the crypto world and how much that can make this. You know, the concept of NFT. Listen, I remember seeing this this image of an artist, and it says the image said will art for ETH, and it was the concept of this was back in like March, April, May, when NFTs were first coming out, and at that time the way that you minted was with ETH. All right. And then the message that image was trying to depict was the concept of first we were slave. The first that we made the artist slave to money, and then we made them slaves to ETH. So I think that the concept of Tezos going up as another option is something that has to be considered, because the point of the crypto space, the point of NFTs was finally to give the power back to the artist. But if we just make them slaves to ETH as well, then what's the point? And then on top of that, it has implications for the environment. So let's see what we can do as far as... No, Laura, we had to do a shuffle. We had to do a shuffle because of some stuff that happened. I love you. I'm so sorry. I wish you were up here with me, but you know, maybe we'll do a shuffle again later on. I love you. So just FYI, that's the question that we're kind of addressing right now. Let me get one more response to it, and then I want us to continue on to the next the next question asker, who's Corlin. Who's that? That's someone.
Could I?
What's
just
up, Zach?
Ask
go for it.
The green energy stuff, right? So I'm someone who's I'm familiar with Bitcoin mining specifically, and I do think it's really interesting the incentives that can provide for using more green energy sources, especially stranded renewables. But I've heard a lot of people up here talking about these new protocols that, you know, have lower gas fees, and then that leads to lower carbon emissions. And that's could someone who's more technical than me explain that to me, the connection between gas fees and green energy and carbon emissions?
Who wants to take that one? Yo, Chakram, you want to take that one, brother? Or who is that I'm mic? Sorry, who is that I'm mic? That one.
I can just say that, like, when you're using a sustainable.
Hey, loves, welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's NKECHI.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.